The main hall of the Juno Arts and Culture Center was packed with booths and tables like a trade show or craft fair. But these tables were staffed by organizations that provide services to homeless individuals. More than 30 organizations offered help with housing, employment, healthcare, warm weather clothing, and more. Organizers even provided a hot lunch, and local stylists gave free haircuts. James Cole Bottleson was one of about 200 people who received services at the event. He said that, as someone experiencing homelessness, having all these organizations in one place helps a lot.
Usually it's pretty hard for a homeless person to get around to all these places and get everything they would need done. Way to go, Juno, pulling it all together and helping out the homeless.
Scott Chambord, the city's chief housing officer, says it helps the providers, too.
You know, the service providers really enjoy it because they get to see their peers and network, and it keeps people's spirit up for the work that is being done in the community, so it's great.
The number of people served at the event also helps with an annual estimate of the number of homeless individuals in Juneau. This year, that count will not include street canvassing. Last year, a survey that did include street canvassing counted 215. Chambord said that the free haircuts were the most popular event this year, with over 50 people signing up. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.